Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Good morning, folks. September 22nd of the year 2025. And just a reminder that on September 27th, early voting starts Saturday to Saturday. It ends on October the 4th, that first Sunday, September the 28th. The polls will be closed for early voting. So you have a number of days to cast your vote, and we will continue to remind you through this week as well. Got a great show lined up for you today. Guy Williams, president of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. Well, the Fed cuts 25 basis points. What's next? What does it mean? What can we expect? We've been watching what's going on in France with the budget battle there. It continues. There are some downstream implications, and there are nuances there that are very similar to what we are fighting here. In the Senate, we may have a government shutdown. And we'll talk about whether or not the possibility of same is increasing or decreasing as time goes on. San Francisco Mall loses 85% of its value. What's happening in San Francisco? It's going to be interesting. We'll find out from Guy Williams. Jeff Nowak, WWL sideline reporter and digital content producer, joins us. The Saints go down. They are 0-3, 44-13. There was not a single aspect of this game where they did not underperform. That was kind of the devastating nature of this game for me, and we'll find out from Jeff Nowak his thoughts. Just when you thought that fentanyl was going to be the scourge of drug use in this country and lead to a number of deaths, Narcan has been distributed around the country to resist this, also known as naloxone. Well, it turns out that Narcan may not be enough for this new drug, nitazenes, that are coming in from, yes, you guessed it, China. We'll talk to John Clayton, assistant special agent in charge in Birmingham, Alabama, the Birmingham district, and also with the New Orleans division. We'll speak with him. Arthur Hardy, 50 years. What a legacy. What a life. What a ride. We'll have an opportunity to speak with him about his experiences with Mardi Gras. Over the weekend, we had the celebration of life for Charlie Kirk. His wife's comments were, in my view, compelling, telling. She described the instantaneous nature of his death, and that for her, in speaking with the physician, she was convinced that he experienced no pain. She goes on to say he blinked and saw his Savior, and all of heavenly mysteries were revealed to him. But the most compelling part of this was when she says that man, that young man, I forgive him. I forgive him because that is what Christ did. And that is what Charlie would want. Talking about the assassin. And what's interesting about this is that the individual who has had the most to lose by all of this stands before tens of thousands. In excess of 90,000 people showed up to celebrate the life of Charlie Kirk. Millions on the social networks. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions, watching on TV. And says that she forgives his killer. And then we have talking heads that come on, mostly Democrats, who simply can't even vote in Congress on behalf of a resolution to recognize Charlie's life's efforts, like the Republicans did for the Michigan members that were assassinated as well, killed as well. Now, they couldn't see their way there. The wife who has given up the most, who will sacrifice the most, the young kids, can forgive his killer. They talk about bringing this country together, but yet there's not an iota of forgiveness. Then we have mainstream media who tries to make something of it and creates this duality of the fact that Erica Kirk said that and that there were others that spoke maybe in not those same terms, and in particular President Trump. And they seem to be confused by this. Well, this is a man who's had two attempts on his life. One would think that maybe he looks at this just a little bit differently. He gets to live and tell the story and the internal conflicts, the recognition of the vulnerability and fragility of life, the uncertainty, the anger, the frustration, whether it's him or anyone else, who's articulating what they believe as an individual in this country, in the exercise of rights given to individuals here, that is the cornerstone, as everyone says over and over and over again, of American democracy. But what it lacks, again, is little to no understanding, little to no compassion. Now, that doesn't mean that any of these people were perfect. They're not. And in the case of Charlie Kirk, he would be the first one to tell you that, that he was not. But it doesn't matter. What really upsets me more than anything else about this whole thing, and I'll end with this, is the folks on the left that are trying to defend their inability, their willingness to recognize Charlie Kirk as a young man's accomplishments, issues that he's brought to the forefront, the identification of some of the most compelling issues there, willing to articulate a position about that, have gone to incredible lengths to take comments that he's made completely and totally out of context. Because when you begin to put those comments in context, it will not support what they're trying to get you to believe. So when you hear them say something, go to YouTube. I can promise you, you're going to find what Charlie was talking about in the midst of a debate. Don't just believe the soundbite. Go get the context of the nature of the debate. And when you start to pull out sound bites of a debate, it's a very slippery slope, because a lot of times it's the give and the take, the yin, the yang, going back and forth and responding to what someone else is saying and the landscape that they had laid out during the course of that debate. It is ripe for misdirection, deflection, evading, and counterattacks. They know it. They hope that you don't recognize it. So I would simply ask, go check it out for yourself before you formulate an opinion and or pass judgment on an individual when these words are spoken by folks that are perpetuating a myth about an individual. Does it mean he was 100% correct? No, it does not. You've heard me say this a thousand times. I am the center of no universe. I think Charlie felt the same way. A lot of editorializing about the guard still, and there was an article in the National Review. It's a conservative, maybe not as right as some conservatives would hope it would be, entitled A Better Way to Fight Crime. And there is no doubt that there are better ways to fight crime than the calling out of the National Guard. But the fact of the matter is that we lose sight of what we are actually calling the Guard out at this particular time, and that's because whether or not there are financial enormous or otherwise, local government, unlike what Clinton did in the 90s with the cops office and the hiring of 100,000 new police officers, the generations out there today are not motivated by money. We've not seen truly successful recruiting efforts when offered signing bonuses, pay increases, or otherwise, still struggling. Local government is having to go through a re-engineering process to figure out how to best bring together multiple forces, a civilian workforce within a paramilitaristic organization known as police departments, sheriff's departments, and otherwise. And it's that civilianization process that's going on that can move a lot quicker with the benefit of the guard being there and giving local government some breathing space to reorganize, re-engineer, and reconnect with its citizens. Because no one can argue the statistics, the outcome of the deployment of the Guard anywhere. It's always been positive statistically. It's always improved the people's feelings about safety or otherwise, without exception. I don't know why we continue to beat this back as though it's this incredibly negative thing and that there's no silver lining to this cloud and no opportunity that's offered to local government to take advantage of it. If you just look in this city, for example, one of the driving forces behind the deficit posture that we find ourselves in, and interestingly, we don't even know how much. In fact, we're calling in the legislative auditor to review our financial books in order to determine just how bad the picture truly is. That's a tragedy in and of itself. But one of the major drivers, so they believe, is police overtime. And if you don't think for a moment that bringing in the guard will bring you some breathing space, the ability to better manage your budget by being able to assign certain tasks to a semi-civilian workforce that's coming in, because I refer to it that way because that there are limitations to what they can do relative to law enforcement, you're sadly mistaken. The only difference is they're in a uniform. And in light of the history of the deployment of these folks, heroes in my view, has been nothing but positive. We need to be thinking more long term and how we can best use this period of time that gives us some breathing space to do certain things, implement certain programs, and identify those and say, this is what we need to get accomplished during this period of time. Mr. President, Mr. Governor, how much time do we have? What can we ultimately do with these folks? How can we best weave them into this organization operationally for that period of time? And if this is what we propose, are you willing to do it? Instead of just out of hand rejecting the offer and focusing on all of the negatives. I will remind you, not unlike every other political campaign, what we hear are a lot of aspirational thoughts about this program, that, all requiring additional human capital. We may have too many city employees now. We have no idea whether or not this city administration and organization is ripe to be right-sized. I suspect that it would. But nobody's even asking the question or even promoting the idea that we have a willingness as candidates to even explore that opportunity. And we should be asking that question. And we should ask the question, why not take the help? Why not try to accomplish some things while you can reduce the amount of overtime? You can take some tasks off of the police department's back. You can maybe think about how we can civilianize other areas or aspects of the NOPD and the services that they deliver, and how do we go about doing that while we have this additional help. This is what credible leaders do. They focus on the opportunities that are created by this, as opposed to being afraid of what the political outcome or political downsides might be because this was proposed by a certain political figure who everyone is engaged in a derangement syndrome over, right? It'd be nice one day that we could just take Trump and his name and his face away from these issues and think about what is in the best interest of our community. Who gives a damn who came up with the idea? Who gives a damn as to who has made the offer, right? Because how do we get to bipartisanship if we're going to embrace that? They're lying to you when they say they want bipartisanship. They don't want that. Absolutely not. And by rejecting this just because of the individual that recommended is clear, direct line evidence of the fact they don't want bipartisanship. They want no part of it. Zero. So call them out to be the liars that they are. They're not willing to take political risk. They're not willing to look internally to see what this could ultimately mean to a community. They don't care. They don't care that you're hurting. They don't care that it would make a difference. They don't care. What I really love is the alternatives that they provide. Just send me the money. Really? They did that. And 20 years later, you still can't account for it. Been there, done that, tried that. It's not, hasn't worked well. What the federal government ought to be saying to local government is, send me the plan, send me how you execute it, same, and send me the outcomes. And then we'll decide whether or not we'll send you the money. And if that's in fact the case, they would be sending very little money to a lot of local governments across this country that have done nothing but squander the opportunity because they don't have the ability to receive it. We've been living this for 20 years here. So send me the money is not a credible strategy. And for any of these candidates that are saying that, they should be challenged. How many times have we tried that? How many times have we squandered the money? How many times have we invested in things where we have no return on our investment? Doesn't that sound like the definition of insanity? Trying the same thing over and over again in the hopes of achieving a different result? We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Arthur Hardy with the Times-Picayune, editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. He recently announced he is retiring after his 49-year career. Arthur, welcome to the show.
Hey, well, actually, it'll be next year after my 50th year.
Listen, that's right.
You know something about retiring at the right time, right?
And, oh, absolutely.
It's the right time.
Well, let me say this, Arthur. I'm gonna bring an angle to this that no one else really has been able to bring thus far that I've heard that has interviewed you. So as you know, I spent 40 years in law enforcement. And even though the role that we played in the management of Mardi Gras, your guide was something that we all would carry with us as we made our way to our assignments in Jefferson Parish, or when I used to ride with the motorcycle division of the JPSO, we would assist NOPD, and as we would do the escorts and stuff, you know, we supposedly were in control of this, the routes, we were supposed to know this, and that. We referred to your Mardi Gras guide to gain a better understanding of where parades were, what time they would start, and more often than not, some of the information we provided was wrong, and what was in your Mardi Gras guide was actually right.
Well, that's
so
cool. No,
on behalf of all the law enforcement officers that carried around your Mardi Gras guide, thank you.
Well, that's cool. No, never heard that before. You got me on that one.
So a long ride. Obviously, you will be missed in so many different ways because, you know, there's always a curiosity about Mardi Gras crews and what changes.
Yeah.
And some crews now are changing every year. Historically, a lot stayed the same, you know, with the what they were throwing and stuff. And as things progress, it changed, and you were the one that satisfied and that their curiosity, because they could always count on going to the guide to see what's headed their way.
Well, you know, and speaking of changes, and starting, well, not starting, we're halfway finished next year's 50th anniversary edition, I started doing some research about, hey, you know, how do you summarize 50 years? And I was shocked at this number. Since 1977, 76 parades have gone out of business. Now, they've been replaced by others, but the turnover factor, which, again, I guess is a need. You need a scorecard to tell a players or a program, however they say it, you know. But, yeah, the changes have been enormous, and I think one of the biggest ones is, you remember, as a kid, we had parades in every neighborhood. Now everybody wants to be on St. Charles Avenue, and just about everybody is, other than, of course, the Metairie parades, which I still wish would return to Metairie Road, but that's a story for another day. But, yeah, we've seen a lot, and I don't think the celebration's ever been – I know it's never been bigger. I don't think it's ever been better, but I have a concern about it. Maybe it reached a saturation point, you know, when you have three parades on one night. When is enough too much, you know?
Well, managing success can be every bit as difficult as managing failure, right?
Yes, it can.
In different ways. And the success has been huge. And when you're stacking three and sometimes four parades on a night and you're still on the streets at 1 o'clock in the morning, I know my wife rode in Muses forever.
Yeah.
And I would, you know, I would be on the motorcycle and I would go meet her at the end of the parade. To make sure that, you know, she was safe and everything else. And I'd be sitting out there with all the NOPD cops at 1 o'clock in the morning. Here comes the last float.
Yeah, well, they're trying to address that this year, and I hope it works out. But anyway, there's been a lot of changes, and the women have taken over. We've got the biggest crews now are female, and I think that's a good thing. You know, the celebration's never been more diverse. So you got something for everybody. Now, it's gotten more expensive to participate, but if you got the bucks, we got the parades.
So, Arthur, you know, for you, what was the most satisfying thing, one, about Mardi Gras, and two, about the role that you played in Mardi Gras?
I think just the gratitude that people have shown for what we do. You know, this is a business. I mean, I love it. You know, I do. But I told somebody the other day, you know, I haven't found a cure for leukemia or anything. I tell people where parades roll in a little history, you know. So I always have to put that in perspective. But the fact that people seem to really appreciate it and to know that maybe 100 years from now somebody will want to know what happened in Mardi Gras in 2026 and, you know, in a library or I guess online, will look at the Mardi Gras guide to find out. And that's kind of nice to know you've done something in the last – when you're on the other side of the grass, yeah.
And what what do you find as a spectator is the most rewarding thing that you've experienced, with Mardi Gras?
Oddly, it's not watching the parades, it's watching the people, either from afloat or just standing back at a parade crowd and watching the interaction with the spectators. And, you know, we don't have spectators at Mardi Gras. Everybody's a participant. But watching the interaction, not just with the float riders, but people to people. You know, the sharing, you know, this little kid didn't catch something, so you give him something from your pile. I mean, there's so much of that, sharing food, bathrooms. I mean, it's just, if we could just keep that spirit year-round, and you've seen it through the years, it's just, it's remarkable how people come together to celebrate. You know, who else does this in this way, in this quantity? We have, you realize how many days and how many parades and how many hours and how many miles. There's no celebration like this anywhere.
You know, I used to often say people would, you know, when I visited my peers around the country as a law enforcement head of a law enforcement agency, they were like, you know, we don't ever read about like protests down there in New Orleans. I said, well, we have them every now and again, but hell, we're so busy partying in the streets together all year long at fairs
exactly.
and festivals named after every living creature that ever walked the face of the earth. And then you got Mardi Gras on top of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, to what end and to what purpose? I mean, you know, we'd much rather cut up and drink and dance together than protest.
Yeah. How do you get mad at a guy who just gave your wife a hot dog, you know, by watching a parade?
Yeah.
Go on. It's just, and then the other odd thing is, you know how much drinking goes on at Mardi Gras, and yet people are remarkably under control. I mean, if you go to jail at Mardi Gras, you've really done something bad, because police, as you know, are so tolerant, and you got to really cross that line big time. And yeah, I enjoy watching that interaction, too, with police. And you can always tell the visitors they don't know what to do, and you'll see police helping them catch stuff or giving them things. I mean, it's just... it's a feel-good story that the Chamber of Commerce couldn't write. You know, it's just, it's real. It's real.
During the course of your what will be 50 years, was there ever a time that you said to yourself, I think Mardi Gras is in trouble?
Not to the extent that I thought it would ever go away. It'll never go away. I was really concerned in the 80s, mid-80s, when the Girls Gone Wild phenomenon was nationwide, and that became the image of Mardi Gras. And I used to bring bands to Mardi Gras to march in parades. I worked with a group called Super Holiday Tours, and they'd bring bands from all over the country. And all of a sudden, we stopped getting them, and it was because the band Parents Club said, I don't want Julie to see naked people. And that's what they thought. If you go to Mardi Gras, either you have to get naked to get throws, or you'll see naked people. And, of course, that was always a French Quarter spring break phenomenon. It did creep into parades to some extent, but not largely. But the image, I was very concerned about the image of Mardi Gras. We know it's family friendly, but there's still people who don't understand that.
Yeah. And, you know, almost every celebration that you have of any magnitude across the country, there's always a small sector that there's something that's different that's being offered, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, again, it's more of a spring break Fort Lauderdale thing than Mardi Gras. You still have some of it in Bourbon Street. Not as much as you used to, that's for sure. But, you know, for the most part, it's safe and family-friendly, and that's true.
As you look, what will be 50 years, and you think 10 years from today, what do you see as some of the biggest challenges for Mardi Gras?
To make sure it doesn't implode, that it doesn't get any bigger. I think it probably needs to compress a little bit. Glad to see that we're starting to get rid of some of the plastic and environmentally friendly, reusable, recyclable, locally produced throws. That's a good trend. The cost of throws may kind of cause us to rethink some of that. I mean, how much do you need, you know, really? It's. I'd like to see people enjoy the parades and the floats and the bands more, and have less emphasis on throws. But it is what it is. But Mardi Gras is going to continue. I just don't think it can get much bigger unless we push it back another weekend. You know, now the official season is 12 days before Fat Tuesday. Anything before that's a preseason parade. Well, I guess you could stack parades the weekend before that, but you already have some. The alternative crews, the Chewbacca's, Crew de Vue, Bohem, those parades are on those weekends. So I just hope it doesn't try to get any better. I mean, we have something for everybody. How much more do we need?
And some of the last-minute changes that are made, I know over the years I've run into you, and like there's a parade that falls out and there's a parade that's in. You're trying to get to production. I got to imagine during this
it's
50
crazy.
Years. I mean, you were juggling all kinds of balls. I can remember a conversation you and I had. I forgot what year it was on Veterans Highway. There were so many changes. I wish I remembered what year it was. There were so many changes, you didn't think you were going to get them all into the Mardi Gras God.
And a couple of years we missed things. I remember early 80s, we were only doing, I don't know, maybe 15,000 magazines at the time. And ISIS changed the day of the parade after the magazine was on a newsstand for 3 weeks. And we actually had some rubber stamps made, and the remaining books that we had, we hand stamped each book on the ISIS map. Parade moved 24 hours. And I mean, you know, we just wanted to have it right. And then I realized, you know, this is crazy. You can't, I'm going to kill myself trying to be complete, correct, and accurate. And people understand things change. But, you know, I'd rather have the attitude of let's try to make it perfect than who cares, you know?
Well, what I loved about what you did, too, is that the quality of the production of the guide was second to none. I mean, it was beautiful, you know, and it was a great tribute to the kings and the queens and the courts and each individual crew. I know people always had this anticipation of the guide coming out, especially if they had family members that were the royalty that year. They couldn't wait. I mean, that was like that was it. You know, it was the coming out, you know, the moment that the Mardi Gras guide hit the stands.
Well, and that's been gratifying, too. You know, and through the years, we've tried to do some serious journalism and research that had never been done before. But to give, I mean, the kings and queens, I mean, it's nice to have your picture in 100,000 magazines. You know, it really is. And to be in a position to do that. And we certainly haven't made anybody's careers, but we try each year to do a story on a mom and pop type operation that need help getting off the ground. And even if they don't get off the ground, they can say, you know, we were in the magazine and a story about us. And there's so many players on this field. You know that. It was such a big, big business. And it's just nice to be able to highlight some of the people that ordinarily wouldn't get any free publicity. And that's been fun.
And I don't know if it was the Rex organization or who is responsible for it, but I know that the creation of the Publico Unum.
Pro bono Publico, yes, that's Rex.
Yeah, pro bono Publico, excuse me. You know, the not-for-profit arm of the Rex organization. Mm-hmm. And then the history that Dr. Stephen Hales, as the Rex historian for a long, long time, brought forward. And then what you brought forward, I thought, added a really interesting dynamic to the importance of Mardi Gras to our region that I thought for a number of years was missed. Your thoughts?
Well, people don't understand how important this is. You know, it's called ephemeral, meaning it comes and goes and it's gone, but not really. I mean, the significance of what we do here lasts a lifetime, and it's so good to see many organizations now having a philanthropic arm, Rex being the biggest, having given more than $9 million to public charter schools. But many other crews, and I hate to name them because I'm going to forget some, but Muses, Hermes has something called After the Parade. I think that's the name of it. But that's not the purpose of a Mardi Gras crew. It's to have fun and spread joy. But it's nice to see these people stepping up to the plate. I got a press release earlier today from the Mystic Order of Phoenix, female crew, that's giving a way school supplies at Leah Chase School this morning. You know, they don't have to do that. But it's just nice to see that, and it's nice to see the interest in history. We've published crew histories, coffee table books for about a dozen clubs, and other people have done other organizations. And you know, it's this is important. This is who we are. This is what makes us different. And our culture is very important here.
Well, all I can say, Arthur, is congratulations to you. What a legacy, what a life, what an experience, and what a contribution that you made to this place that we call home and the celebration that we call Mardi Gras. Thank you so much for all of that.
Thank you so much, and I'll be doing my reports in WWL this year. I ain't gone yet.
Not yet.
Thanks, Newell.
Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Arthur Hardy, Times-Picayune and editor and publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. We will be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back, folks. When we come back after the top of the hour news break, we'll visit with John Clayton, assistant special agent in charge of the DEA, about a new drug that's hitting the scene, nitazine, another synthetic opioid, believe it or not, more potent than fentanyl. And we'll also visit with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. The Saints go down to the Seahawks 44-13. They are now 0-3. We'll find out from Jeff what that was like being on the sideline of that particular game, which was not pretty by any stretch of the imagination. And at noon, Guy Williams, president, Gulf Coast Bank of Trust, the Fed cuts rates. So what next? And the French budget battle continues. A lot of similarities to what is going on here in the U.S. because we're facing the possibility of a government shutdown. The House has passed a bill. The Senate says it's not going to happen. We'll find out more from Guy Williams when we return. So stay with us. This is Newell on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.